You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
Well, it's quite a wrap to the week with the biggest stock market rally we've seen in a decade, and investor wealth is up 7 trillion rupees. Welcome to the evening walk down Dalal Street on Money Control. This is Sheetal, and coming up are the details.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The equity benchmarks, Sensex and Nifty, posted their biggest single-day gains in 10 years today after Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman announced a cut in corporate tax rates. After a flattish kind of an opening, the Sensex surged 2,285 points and the Nifty 677 points. And Nifty Bank rallied about, 2,661 points intraday as market experts and brokerages hailed the government's move as a tremendously needed one for the long term. The sharp rally in equities made investors richer by 6.83 lakh crore rupees in a single day, as the cumulative market capitalization of BSE-listed firms jumped to 1.45 lakh crores from 1.38 lakh crores just yesterday. The government's move of slashing corporate tax rate will have a chain effect, it's expected, and bodes well for the market in the long term. According to Rajat Rajgaria, Managing Director and CEO of Motilal Oswal Financial Services, who spoke to CNBC TV 18, the government's move of slashing corporate tax rate will have a chain effect and bodes well for the market in the long term. According to Mustafa Nadeem, CEO of Epic Research, and we quote him, "This is huge for the market. There were few announcements that were keeping sentiments in check as the finance minister was trying to boost market sentiments and improve the state of the economy by boosting exports, bank consolidation, recapitalization and so on. But reducing the corporate tax rate to 22% for domestic players and 15% for new entrants setting up manufacturing units is a big boost," unquote. The Sensex closed with a massive gain of 1,921 points, that's 5.32%, at 38,014, with 25 stocks ending in the green and just 5 in the red. The top gainers today on Sensex were Hero Motor Corp, Maruti Suzuki, IndusInd Bank, Bajaj Finance and State Bank of India. The losers on Sensex were Power Grid, Infosys, Tata Consultancy Services, NTPC and Tech Mahindra. The Nifty, on the other hand, closed above the 11,000 mark at 11,274, up 569 points, or again 5.32%. And among the 50 stocks in this index, 44 logged gains and only 6 closed with losses. The BSE Midcap Index outperformed the Sensex, ending with a gain of 6.28%. However, the small cap index underperformed the benchmarks, with the index closing 3.94% higher. Barring BSE IT and Tech, all sectoral indices closed with gains. BSE Auto, in fact, jumped 9.85% today, ending the day as a top gainer among the sectoral indices, followed by BSE BankX, which was up 8.21%, and Capital Goods that gained 7.93% today. IT stocks came under pressure after the rupee grew stronger against the US dollar and the Indian currency settled 38 paise higher at 70 rupees 94 paise against the greenback. For the week, the Sensex climbed 1.68% and the Nifty advanced 1.80%. Let's take a look at the top headlines of the day. We know which one is top of that list, but yes, in order to promote growth in investment, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman today slashed the effective corporate tax from 30% to 25.17%, inclusive of all cess and surcharges for domestic companies. The meeting of the Northern Zonal Council, chaired by Union Home Minister Amit Shah, began this morning. The grouping comprises Haryana, Himachal Pradesh, Punjab, Rajasthan, Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, and the National Capital Territory of Delhi. Bihar Chief Minister Nitish Kumar made it clear that his party will contest the 2020 State Assembly polls together with the BJP as an ally of the NDA, according to reports. Senior BJP leader Chinmayananda was arrested by the special investigating team probing the rape charges against him. Then in stocks that made the headlines, shares of HDFC Bank surged 9.06% to 1,200 rupees 10 paise on the Bombay Stock Exchange today after the government announced corporate tax rate cut. Rajat Rajgaria, Managing Director and CEO at Motilal Oswal Financial Services, told CNBC TV 18 that most private banks would be immediate beneficiaries of tax cuts announced today. Shares of HDFC climbed 3.92% to 2,052 rupees 10 paise after it said that it will raise up to 3,000 crore rupees by issuing bonds to augment its long-term resources. Shares of Yes Bank rose 2.40% to 55 rupees 45 paise a day after Morgan Credits, MCPL, part of the promoter group of the company, sold 2.3% shareholding in this bank. Extending a losing spree into the fifth consecutive session, shares of Z Entertainment Enterprises closed 2.49% lower at 301 rupees 10 paise following reports that the promoter has been restricted from selling stake in the media company. Shares of Dewan Housing Finance Corporation, or DHFL, remained on the downtrend trajectory for the fourth consecutive day. The stock closed 8.63% down at 43 rupees 40 paise, even as it received proposals to act as development managers in certain large projects. In global news, well, world shares rose today as stimulus measures by major central banks eased worries about growth, especially in the Asian markets, while oil headed for its best week since January, according to Reuters. Asian markets ended slightly higher, with the Shanghai Composite closing 0.24% up at 3,006 and the Kospi in South Korea closing 0.5% higher at 2,091 and the Nikkei settling 0.16% higher at 22,079. Now for the technical view on what happened in the markets. That's the last thing that happens on this podcast. So the Nifty formed a long bull candle today, and that has engulfed the entire range of the last 4 weeks in a single day. The key overhead resistance of 11,150 to 180 has been broken on the upside, and the Nifty has closed above it. Now we reach out to our expert over at HDFC Securities. He's technical and derivative analyst there. He is Nagaraj Shetty, and this is what he had to say. We observe an upside breakout as per weekly time frame chart after the consolidation movement of the last 1 month. The near-term trend of the Nifty seems to have reversed up sharply, and more upside could be in store in the coming weeks. Having reached the swing high of 11,381 in today's session, one may expect a next upside target of 11,600 for the next 1 to 2 weeks, unquote. And with that, it's a wrap on the evening walk down Dalal Street on Money Control. Thank you for listening and have a great weekend.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
And now a word on a subscription product. Money Control Pro offers actionable investment ideas, independent research, insights and analysis from the world of business, economy, politics and policy. Get access to Money Control Pro at ₹599 for a year. Use code GETPRO. For more information, check out the Money Control website or mobile app.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.